rescuers have recovered the bodies of 11 more crew members from a South Korean Pollock boat that sank in the Bering Sea on Monday. KUCB's Annie Ropeek reports.
The U.S. Coast Guard has been helping Russian officials and Good Samaritan fishing vessels look for survivors from the Oryang 501 since Monday. The trawler was hit by a wave and sank in Russian waters northwest of St. Matthew Island. 7 crew members were rescued from a life raft and one more died. More than 40 are still missing, and Coast Guard Petty Officer Grant DeVoist says they have no plans to stop searching.
We don't know exactly how prepared the crew members who are still missing were when they went to the water, so that plays a huge role in how long someone would be able to survive on the water. So we're going to continue searching, continue working with the Russians and the Good Samaritans.
The weather on scene has been growing calmer, with seas around 5 feet and visibility up to 5 miles on Wednesday. DeVoist says they haven't been able to spot much debris from the sunk vessel.
So far, what our air assets have been able to locate are a couple black life rafts that were floating, and that's the only wreckage they've reported.
He says the Coast Guard has sent the cutters Monroe and Alex Haley, plus aircraft from Air Station Kodiak, to help as the search goes on. In Unalaska, I'm Annie Ropeek.